You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Johanna Medina Leon's family says she left El Salvador out of fear for her physical safety because she's transgender. She died of pneumonia about a month after U.S. immigration officials took her into custody. Her family claims Medina was repeatedly denied medical treatment, and a Bay Area attorney just filed a $20 million wrongful death claim on their behalf. KALW's immigration reporter Teresa Katsarilis is here to walk us through this. Hey, Teresa.
Hey, Hannah.
So let's start with the basics. Why are women like Johanna Medina Leon seeking asylum in the U.S.?
Right. So the majority of people seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexican border right now are from the Northern Triangle in Central America. Mm-hmm. So that's Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. These are three of the most violent countries in the world. They have three of the world's highest homicide rates. And according to Amnesty International, at least, LGBTQ people are particularly vulnerable to this violence. According to the Medina family attorney, Johanna Medina Leon fled El Salvador for this reason. She was physically threatened over her gender identity.
Mm-hmm. And Medina was detained at the U.S.-Mexico border. Right. Why was she detained?
Right. So basically, if you present yourself at the U.S. border and ask for asylum, U.S. immigration authorities will put you in a detention center. That's been the rule since the mid-1990s, at least. Mm-hmm. Asylum officers then hear detainees' cases and decide whether they have a good reason to fear returning to their home countries. And at least in the past, if asylum seekers passed that test, then they were released into the U.S. while they awaited for a judge to properly hear their case, which, of course, can take years.
You said in the past.
Yeah. So Medina wasn't released. Mm. And attorney Amy Kirby told me that Medina's family has a lot of questions about this. Medina seems to have done everything right here. She entered Mexico legally initially. She was granted a humanitarian visa. And then she entered the United States legally. She presented herself to U.S. authorities and requested asylum at the border. And then an asylum officer found her fear of persecution to be credible.
Everything seems to be going right.
Right. She's doing everything right, but she wasn't released after this official found her fear to be credible. And her family's attorneys say they still don't know why. The Trump administration is trying to keep more asylum seekers in detention for longer to deter people from coming here. So the big picture is that that could have been a factor.
Okay. And so then what happens to her when ICE takes her into custody?
So before I go into that, I just want to note that all of this information is coming from Medina's family's attorneys. Mm-hmm. ICE has declined to comment on the specifics of this case.
Okay.
So according to their attorneys, we know Medina was housed with male inmates at Otero Detention Facility in New Mexico. That's an all-male facility. According to LGBT rights advocates who were in touch with Medina at the time, border agents told Medina that she was, quote, not trans and that she was, quote, a man. Medina then became quite ill in custody, and according to her family's attorney, ICE denied her medical care at least four different times when she requested it. Mm. Medina was actually a nurse, and her family says she became so desperate that she requested water, sugar, and salt so that she could make her own IV solution and treat herself. ICE ignored her request again.
Ugh.
Yeah. This is all alleged, just to be clear. Officials took her to a medical center a few days before her death. They released her from custody the same day that they took her to the center. And Medina died of pneumonia on June 1st, the first day of Pride Month.
That's very shocking.
I know. I know.
What does ICE have to say about that?
So an ICE official released a public statement and said that, quote, this is yet another unfortunate example of an individual who illegally enters the United States with an untreated, unscreened medical condition. I want to emphasize that this public statement is inaccurate. Medina did not enter the U.S. illegally. ICE has since revised that part of the statement.
Right.
And they're essentially blaming her for being sick before she got here.
So how unique is this case?
Not very. Unfortunately. Just to go big picture for a moment, Medina is far from the first person to die in immigration detention. Civil rights groups have been issuing reports on the dangerously substandard medical care in these facilities for years and years. And at least 24 people have died in ICE custody since Trump took office. Now, at first glance, this death rate actually looks about the same as it was during the worst years of the Obama administration. But the total number of immigration detention deaths is higher. The NBC number doesn't include people people who died in detention with other federal agencies like Customs and Border Patrol, for instance. Medina is also not the first trans person to die after being held in detention. Almost exactly a year ago, a Honduran refugee named Roxana Hernandez Rodriguez died in ICE custody. Mm-hmm. Civil rights groups have also protested the treatment of trans detainees at the very facility where Medina was held.
The same one.
The same one.
Okay, so now what is Medina's family asking for?
So they're demanding $10 million in damages for the injuries that Medina suffered in custody, and then another $10 million in damages for her wrongful death. So mm-hmm. this is a $20 million claim. They're also demanding the release of all records pertaining to Medina's death, which is, I think, equally important because they want to establish exactly what happened here publicly.
Yeah. So what is next then? What are we following?
Well, the Transgender Law Center organized a protest in front of the Otero detention facility yesterday, so this is heating up in activist circles. Mm-hmm. The government has 6 months to respond to the Medina family's claim, and the family's attorneys say that the family plans to sue if this claim is rejected. And this is one of several lawsuits over the deaths of detainees in ICE detention.
Okay. Well, we'll be following with you. Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks, Hannah.
Teresa is KALW's immigration reporter. Connect with her at immigration@kalw.org.